How you entrepreneurs, today we are with Luke Switzen. He is a plastic surgeon. He's a very humble person, but you'll be able to hear his story from Poland and how he became a plastic surgeon, went in the military, and just that drive, that focus to get to where he wanted to get to. Please subscribe, please share, please tell your friends.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, we are here with Luke Switzen. All right, and so you're a plastic surgeon.
Correct.
Tell me a little about your history from Poland to where you are today.
Thanks. So my name is Luke Switzen, Dr. Switzen. I was born in Poland, and my dad came here in 1987, and I'm sorry, 83, and brought us over in 87 when I was about 11 years old. And I was here with my brother at the time, who was 6 years younger than I am. And you know, my family really never pushed us into doing anything specific. They really emphasized us to be able to sort of choose our own life path, which was a big difference from Poland. I think in the communist Poland that we came from, that was not really a possibility. So this was sort of an opportunity that he wanted us to embrace. So as we went through life, we kind of figured out what we wanted to do. Myself, I went to university and then subsequently medical school, and then had kind of a long time to figure out exactly which specialty I wanted to do. My brother as well, he's actually a computer programmer. He did a lot of programming for George Lucas and for EA. Oh, wow. And is currently doing a lot of video games that a lot of people will probably be familiar with by name. So again, both of us pursued sort of our own dreams. So
you're 11 years old, you come from Poland, mm-hmm. and you come here. How much do you remember of that?
I remember everything. I mean, I remember growing up. I remember leaving school. I remember the fact that my last year of school in Poland, which is fourth grade, we had mandatory Russian at the time we needed to learn because, you know, again, Poland was under communist control at the time still. But now leaving, you know, friends behind and having this American dream. I think at the time Poland had a exceptionally great idea of what America is. So yeah. Everybody was sort of looking up to America. So when I was announcing that I'm leaving Poland and going to America, everybody's like, well, you're going to a better life and, you know, everything is going to be great.
Well, it's kind of funny because you're very successful as a plastic surgeon, and your brother is successful, you know, work for George Lucas, and your dad gave you the opportunity to make a choice. It seems like locally here, you hear a lot of these stories of you give a kid a choice and they're probably going to choose just getting by, and so you need that push. So was that?
Maybe. I think that's a very familiar story to a lot of people who come from elsewhere in this country. I think they sort of embrace this opportunity a little bit more, at least in my experience. I could be completely off on this, but I think.
Yeah, so it's you realize there is the opportunity here, and you just have to seize it.
Right.
So you came over here, you went to school, you were in the military, correct?
I was in the military, yes. After college, you know, I also wanted my brother to go to college, and we had limited funds as far as a family. So because of him going to university, I decided that for medical school, I will try to pay my own way. And the easiest way to do that was to join the military. And at the time, they would have paid for medical school, but in return, I owed them time as in active duty. So after I went through medical school, I became a naval medical officer. I did my first internship in San Diego in general surgery, and then subsequently was a naval medical officer for the United States Marines, for 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines out of 29 Palms for the first 2 years, with including two deployments to Iraq during that time in 05, 06, and 07. And then after that, third tracks, third amphibious assault battalion out of Camp Pendleton for 2 more years.
So was there ever a choice? Because that's very aggressive. You knew what you wanted, you kind of went for it.
Right. So no, that was actually a surprise. I mean, joining the military is a story in and of itself. But I would not have changed anything about it now that I look back. But that said, it was kind of a scary time. It was a very trial by fire. In fact, we were at war with Iraq at the time, and as soon as I graduated internship, you know, out of medical school after 1 year of surgical training, I found myself in the front lines of Iraq 3 weeks after graduation with, you know, an M16 and a 9mm and a flak and Kevlar and surrounded by the desert and 1,000 Marines that I'm responsible for. And it was, there was no rules. You had to kind of grow up pretty quickly. And it was one of the hottest combat zones at the time. If you remember, Ramadi in 2005 was actually kind of a hot zone at the time. So yeah.
Wow. So if you can dive deeper in that, how do you make the choice, or how do you push yourself to actually go into the military? It was basically the love for your brother that, you know, or what was the driving force behind that?
I was looking at options and opportunities at the time, and I don't really have a clear answer for you on that. I don't think I knew what I was getting myself into, and I think anybody who's in the military will tell you that the recruiters, before you join, the way that what recruiters say is nothing at all what the reality is like.
Okay.
But that said, again, like I said, I would not have changed anything about it. It was very different than what I expected, but I think it was still a turning point in my life that sort of set the path for everything else I've done since then.
So you get out of the military, and then what happens next?
My training in the military was sort of curtailed at 1 year of internship of general surgery. And that's when, you know, they needed the medical officers to go out there. So in order for me to get back into the civilian life and continue to train, to continue to practice, I had to finish an entire residency in surgery afterwards. So I went, you know, started the whole application process and matched for general surgery at University of Illinois and did a 5-year general surgery program. And then after that program, the 5 years, let me really figure out what I want to do with as far as within surgery. In general surgery, you get to experience all the different surgical fields, including plastic surgery, cardiothoracic, vascular, and so on and so forth. And having a little bit of experience with each, you can finally sort of try to figure out what you really want to do and if you want to specialize. And I figured that I did. So I think plastic surgery, reconstructive plastics specifically, was sort of a drive for me. That's what drew me in. So I went ahead and applied for another residency in plastic surgery, which is an additional 3 years, and I matched at University of Utah in Salt Lake City for that. So we went ahead and, you know, moved to Salt Lake City afterwards. Part of the hardship at this time was the fact that Dominica, my wife, was doing a PhD in clinical psychology while I was doing the general surgery residency in Chicago. So we're actually separated by 2.5-hour drive. She was in Madison, Wisconsin, while I was in Chicago, Illinois, at the same time. And we had our first child at that time. So she was kind of raising him more than I was, because I had a call schedule on surgery while she didn't in clinical psychology as a PhD trainee. But yeah, we saw each other every weekend. She made that drive almost every weekend.
Wow.
That was a part of the hard thing. So once we moved to Salt Lake City, the advantage was that we were actually living together, and she was almost done with her program at that time.
So for, you said 2.5 years?
4 years, 4.5 years.
And so she was doing that drive?
Correct.
Wow, for that long, every weekend?
Almost every weekend, yeah. Sometimes I drove out there when I knew I had the weekend free, but that was difficult to do in general surgery residency. So
you had a drive for plastic surgery, and then you guys had a drive together to stay together by doing that drive every. It's impressive. So and then now, so after you guys go there, what happens next?
After Salt Lake City, we just kind of continued to train, and we needed to just specialize and finish our training and get our licenses and finally start a job. One of the big things that we realized is that we really fell in love with Southern California when we lived in San Diego, when I was in the military, when she was living in San Diego at the time. So once we left, when we went back to Chicago and Wisconsin and Utah, we compared every place we ever lived in, and we never quite liked other places as much as we liked Southern California. So that ended up being our goal and sort of our drive to get in there. So, we knew we needed to finish our training after that. But in my pursuit of coming over here and bringing us over here, after my plastic surgery residency, I went ahead and tried to do one more year of training in aesthetic plastics. Mm. and sought fellowships that are only based in Southern California. So I applied to a couple of them, a handful of them, and I matched for an aesthetic plastic surgery fellowship in Beverly Hills, which was another year of training. So I went ahead and took that, and she, on the other hand, just finished her training. Her last year was an internship at Northwestern University in Chicago, and then she came over and joined me after that.
Oh, wow.
And that was about two years ago or so now.
And it was a good choice to make the move to...
It was a good choice. I think it was an excellent additional training. I got to learn from 10 different aesthetic plastic surgeons about nuances of specifically aesthetic plastics, which is a topic that technically, you know, probably doesn't get as much attention in plastic surgery residency. We do a lot of reconstructive stuff, but not that much aesthetic plastic surgery. So a fellowship, a one more year of fellowship really fills in that void. But it also gave me an opportunity to just get to know the place, get to know other people that I could potentially work with around here and network and things like that. And the plan worked because by the time I was finished with that fellowship, I already had a position lined up to actually join a group in Burbank, which is where I am today.
Nice. Okay. With the aesthetic surgery, what's one of the biggest reasons people come in?
For aesthetic plastic surgery?
Yeah.
There's a variation of reasons. A very common one is basically women who have had kids, and especially multiple kids, and sometimes, you know, a lot of weight gain and weight loss during those pregnancies. Sometimes you have very little control over that, but after having a couple of kids, their body changes significantly, and a lot of women just have the desire to just kind of restore a lot of you know, the same shape that they used to have prior to their pregnancies. And I, you know, more power to them. I think that's a very fair reason to, you know, seek that. I mean, I think they deserve it. I mean, just having kids is a hard toil on the body and on life and
what, so I know you've gone through a massive amount of struggles. Can you go back to maybe some of the struggles that you've seen and overcome to get to the point that you are today? Has there been one or maybe two that have kind of stuck out?
I think the separation between the two of us, between Dominica and I, you know, studying two different professional tracks, you know, sometimes states apart for, you know, years at a time. I think what kept us going is the fact that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and I think that because we were both busy, we were both involved in, you know, our own training, that's what kind of kept us going. It's like, it wasn't like one of us was training and the other one was very idle, just waiting for the other one to finish, or vice versa. I think the fact that we were both doing the same thing and kind of, you know, going through the same process helped out a lot. And I think it was worth it. I think, you know, we had sort of at the light of the tunnel, the end of the tunnel right now, and we're sort of trying to enjoy that. I think one caveat to that is that I think it's important to sort of look back and also enjoy those things that happened along the way.
Well, jumping back, I was just thinking about it. So your brother, he does work for some like George Lucas, stuff like that. So he's in LA County also.
He was in San Francisco for a very long time.
Okay. So not too far then. Okay.
Yeah.
So what, if you could look at your younger self, that 11-year-old boy coming from Poland, or maybe someone else that's coming over here and trying to grow, build a path for them, like what kind of advice would you give?
I think strong advice is definitely don't lose sight of what you want and keep pursuing that. But a very important side point to that is definitely, you know, stop along the way and enjoy life also. I mean, you know, the case in point is I got my first real job, I would say. I mean, I've had many different employments as resident and as a trainee and as a fellow in surgery. But my actual job came when I was 42 years old. So if you think about it, there's a lot of people that retire at that age. In fact, when I joined the military, a lot of kids that joined were 18 years old. And if you do a full military career, which is 20 years, they retire at 38.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was 4 years later, as far as age, when I actually started working. So it's easy to sort of close your eyes and just kind of hunker down and work. But I think, you know, life goes by. It's really important to just enjoy life as it happens and as it goes along the way. And I think we tried to do that as much as we could. We had three kids during this entire process, and we watched everyone grow up. And, you know, we shared as much as possible the responsibility of raising them. I was trying to be there as much as I could, despite everything. But I definitely give her credit. I think she did, my wife did most of the work. and a PhD at the same time. So I think she's literally a superwoman in many ways.
Well, what's next for you? What's next for you, for your practice? What's next?
I'm just building up my practice. So right now I'm in Burbank, and I think it takes a while to become a familiar face around in any area that you're at. I do a lot of reconstructive surgery, and I really enjoy that. I'm on call 24/7 at a local hospital for hand trauma and face trauma, 24/7, 365, frankly. And I do a lot of reconstructive cancer surgery and things like that. And over in the private practice side, I do a lot of aesthetic plastic surgery as well. And I think that's going to grow, and I'm going to get more and more busy. And that's sort of the goal, is just to use all that training finally for a good purpose.
So if someone's in the Burbank area or, you know, close proximity, and they needed, you know, I mean, some, maybe they have a bunch of kids or something, they want to find you, what would be the best way of finding you in your practice?
Just we're online at burbankplasticsurgery.com. We have we have an office that's open Monday through Friday. Phone number is 818-848-0590.
Okay.
0590. Just call us for an appointment, or but the easiest thing to do is just go online burbankplasticsurgery.com, and I'm listed there.
Perfect. Well, you know, Luke, it was a pleasure getting to hear your story. I know you're a very humble person, but you have a very impressive history, and hopefully all you listeners out there, you know, can take a little bit of that drive, a little of that focus that you've heard Luke talk about in this podcast. Please, yeah. Any last words you want to say?
Thank you very much. Thanks for this opportunity.
All right. Thank you, guys. Please subscribe and please share.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.